Now we're going to wrap a little bit of flour around the coconut. Okay, you roll it a little into a bowl, yeah? And then you wrap it around the coconut. Leave the coconut sticking out a little bit, eh? Don't completely cover the coconut stick. Just wrap it around like this, roughly. It doesn't have to look so smooth. Yeah, make a thin layer around the coconut stick. So it will look like this, huh? Okay, look like this. Right. Okay, we are putting some of the olive oil in the pan. It would be enough to cover half of the vegan rib, or we call it Coco Delight. If somebody new in the vegetarianism, you can call it vegan rib. If somebody is already well versed and not attached to the habitual taste of meat, you can tell them this is Coco Delight, yeah? Flexible. As long as people become vegetarian, we use like medium heat, yes, or over medium. It depends on your cook plate, but not too over boiling kind of overheated oil, okay? We can always turn it on higher, yeah? If we need. Okay, now we put our Coco Delight in one by one to fry it. Okay. Keep frying that until it's golden on both sides. And keep turning until it's golden on both sides. This is a Chinese long chopsticks for cooking when you're afraid of oil spilling. And you can use your spatula to press your Coco Delight down a bit to make it flatten while frying. Yeah. Just press it down a little bit. After you put it in the pan, you press it down. Okay, very good. Right. Check if it's brown on the other side already. Not yet. Okay. This you can cook very gently and leisurely, yeah? Ah, this one already golden on one side. We turn it to the other side. Ah, very beautifully golden. Mmm, good, good. Yeah. After you turn, you also press it down so it became a little flatter. Wow, beautifully golden looking. You can always turn the heat on higher afterward, yes? But just go slow with the heat, yeah? So that, number one, it doesn't spread. Number two, it will cook evenly and crispily, not brown, burnt outside and inside is still soft. You see, this is how it should look, golden brown. And then you can transfer it into this pot. And then we'll cook it with sauce. See, we put in this pan there. You know, when you touch with the spatula, it should go like very crispy. Yeah, you can feel it. Very crispy. Wow, look beautiful though. You can already eat it like that, I guess, even without sauce or without cooking further. Right. Put on this pot, ready for cooking with sauce. See, there are two ways of cooking this. Either you keep it crispy like that, put it on the plate, and then you cook the sauce and pour on top of it. Or you can cook together inside the sauce, with the sauce, so that it's more penetrated into the coconut delight. I have just tried some of this. It's very, very nice as is already. You know, so if you don't want to bother with making sauce, you can just serve it like that with even ketchup and mustard. Yeah? Ketchup and yellow mustard would be beautiful. And a dash of maggi in it as well. Then it would be fantastic already. Okay? You can try that. We are making the sauce to cook the Coco Delight. For that, we need some apple just to make the sauce sweet. Chop very fine. Okay. If you have apple juice, you just put apple juice this time. If you don't have, you can chop the apple very fine. Apple, pear, grapes together. Yeah, it's fine. It's gonna make the delicious natural sauce. Okay. We take half of a small apple, that's good enough. Okay, chop fine, 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 very fine. Or puree it, huh? But as I told you, I'm economizing in cooking. I don't like to use too many stuff and then we have to wash a lot. So I just chop it very fine. And after we cook for a while, it will be even finer. And the orange, yeah, and the strawberry, chop fine. Yeah. Very, very fine. Half an apple, four big strawberry, and one orange juice. We just use the juice of the orange. If you don't have strawberry, it's fine. Nah? Just use apple, pear, orange, it's fine. Or just grapes, eh? So we can use the essence of the juice to make sauce. Okay, now we put a little oil in the pan. Turn on the heater, yeah. And we squeeze the orange juice into a bowl. The whole juice. Oh, nice, juicy. Wow. Organic orange can be very juicy. So nice, nice, nice. Especially if you have it from your garden, then the energy is very, very comparable to yours. It's even more healthy. Or you buy the orange or the fruit or the vegetable very near to your vicinity, like say in a 50 kilometers radius. That should be very conducive to your health. And if you just eat that kind of organic vegetable nearby, you will never get sick, really. Okay, good. The oil is already good. We put the strawberry and apple in there. You don't even have to use oil, okay? Just soak it in water, orange juice. That should be fine. And a squeeze of syrup. Okay, it's gonna cook well now. very fragrant. It will give exquisite taste to your cocoa delight. Okay, you can pour the orange juice in there. Wow. It will be like heavenly taste. Yeah. All this beautiful fragrant fruit juice. And juice will come out of the fruit that we're cooking as well. Yeah, okay, good, 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 good. Now, a pinch of salt. A squeeze of fruity syrup. That's it. Today is all about sweetness. If you don't have enough strawberry, or if you don't have strawberry, you have organic bio strawberry jams. I also dust one in there, put a little bit in there. Mmm, for more saucy and thick taste. Wow, it's gonna be fine. Mmm, oh God, it's beautiful. Don't forget some soy sauce for Maggie. Hmm? Yeah, count to 10, it's good enough. And then black pepper, not powder but ground fairly fine, but not powdery fine. Good. Yeah. Okay, check it out. You can have vegetable, you know, bouillon or something if you like. Mm. Mm. Wow. Very good. You can chop a couple of mushrooms in there as well. See, it's not necessary, but like this, the sauce is very, very rich. And it will be a truly delight to your friends, or guests, or whomever you want to come with to be vegetarian. Wow, now we let it simmer a little while. Okay, yeah. Okay, so this is the, in place of all the vegetable bouillon that you don't have. And it's also fresh. You see? Cook it yourself like that. Beautiful, beautiful. I have coriander powder, which I want to dust in there as well. Yeah. Several dashes of coriander. Now, we're going to pour this sauce into the pot that we have put the Cocoa Delight, or our vegan spirit, remember? Oh, we'll put it on top of there. And we let it simmer, cook in there. Yeah. Just a little water to rinse it inside and rinse it. There, put it there. There we are. Okay, we let it simmer, yeah? Cover all the vegan rib with these sauces. If you want more saucy, of course you can make more sauce, right? More of the amount that I have just shown you. Okay. And 1 tablespoon of vegan oyster sauce. There you are. Okay, then we have everything absolutely that we need. You use a spoon to take some of the sauce and pour it on top of the vegan upper level spirit. Mind you, I have taken away 6 of vegan rib to put it on the plate. So it's served with the ketchup and a mustard to see which one you prefer, okay? So this one, if you want to try to turn it over so that all the sauce will penetrate all of the ribs of the Cocoa Delight, yes, then you do it gently, okay? So they don't break. You can take turn with the Coccodilia to go on top, so that all of them will have sauce penetrated into their inner substance. Yeah, okay. Now I leave it here to cook gently. Yeah. Meanwhile, you can cook like for 10 minutes, yeah? Using the spoon to spread the sauce evenly on the top layer of the coccodilia. Yeah, okay. Now, you gotta cover it and let it simmer over there. Yeah. And I prepare the side dish to go with it. Okay, for the side dish, we just slice some zucchini, yeah, and boil it or fry it. Depends on what you like. Mm-hmm. Okay, we just halve it like that and quarter it. And that's it. Get this pan ready, hot, yeah. And we can boil it very fast, like a couple of minutes. Okay. Yeah, it's good. Check out my vegan rib. Coccodilia. Wow. You see? Mmm. It's very, very good. We get the sauce to pour it evenly on the top coco. Yeah. Otherwise, when you put it in a plate, it will be also evenly distributed. Okay, that's good. I check it. The sauce is good. Wow, it's really good. Really good. Of course, you can add more salt or more soy sauce if you like, huh? Okay, we'll let it simmer there. It's very hot. Okay. I will put water here to boil it too. Quickly. Filter water, huh? Just a little water is fine. Yeah. You can boil it in a pan, of course, no? Bigger pan. Yeah. I just use what I have already, so I don't have to wash a lot, you know, already. I'm not very keen on washing a lot of stuff and spread all over the kitchen. I'm economizing. Okay, our coccodilia is already well done, so I turn it off the heater, and now we boil this zucchini in there. Okay, and we can also put some of the cherry tomatoes in there. And when it reboils again, that's done, yeah? You see, when you cover it and it reboiled, that's it, you turn off the heat, everything is done there. You keep it there for a minute or two because it's still hot and boiling, you know, with the electric cooker. Yes. If it's a gas cooker, then you give it another half a minute or 1 minute cooking, and that's it, okay? Don't cook too much your vegetable. It should be like half raw. It's better for us. Come, have some dinner. Yeah. Now we can have a drink first, okay? Cheers. Okay, just a simple cocktail. Now, you like to try with ketchup, tomato ketchup and mustard first, or you want to try this, you know?
I try the hot first.
Okay, hot please. Thank you. ancestors. Some rice. Good appetite. You can have extra soy sauce. The vegan rib.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Coco Delight.
Huh.
Yeah.
It has a very same structure.
Yeah, it looks like stereo. Okay. Just in case you miss in the old time. And you want some more soy sauce or anything, you can add more.
Master.
Is it?
It's really delicious.
Oh, yeah. I know it.
It looks just like real one.
Yeah?
Yes.
You remember so well. Mm. That's good. That's good. So you won't miss anything, huh?
Yeah, nobody will miss it. Actually.
Nobody miss anything. Mm. Tastes even better. And healthier and everything, yeah?
Yes, Master.
You're my guest today.
Thank you, Master.
Afterward, we can eat the salad. You see the avocado salad?
Yes.
Normally people eat it before, but we could eat after. Who cares? Mm.
Yes.
If suppose you have a boyfriend and you cook like this, you think he will go out and eat meat?
No, I'm sure he will stick.
No, he won't.
To the vegetarian.
Yeah, make it romantic. Dinner with the candlelight.
Yes.
I just put a few fruit together and make it look like a cocktail. Actually, it's just a soft drink.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Soft drink. Of course, you can have juice or anything else, yeah? Or non-alcoholic wine, non-alcoholic champagne, yeah? Make it look festive, but actually, it's not expensive or not hard to make.
Yes.
It's good. It's not just how we cook, it's how we present it as well, eh?
Yes, right.
Enjoy. Okay, now we're gonna try this and tell me if you like it better or not. Spread some ketchup and mustard on it and crunch it.
This is also very delicious.
Which one's better?
Mm-hmm. Maybe I prefer this one.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's more to Western taste, huh?
Yes. It's really nice. Yes.
We can also eat some of this at the same time. We eat anything. Who cares? Mm-hmm. Huh? Not before, not after. We eat when we like.
Yes.
Good, yeah?
Yeah.
Very simple, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell you, we can eat simple and nice. You cook like this at home?
No.
No? And this is just simple salad. Everybody makes that, right?
Yes.
And you put it in the cup like this also?
No. Like this.
You just put it on the plate.
Yes.
It's the same stuff, but if you put it in a cup like this, look exotic. That's all. You see? It just looks special, yeah?
Thank you for being with us today for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Up next is Good People, Good Works right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. May you continue to enjoy many more compassionate meals with loved ones. spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He said, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for this two-part program of A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring Cocoa Delight and Exotic Avocado Salad.